This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Green Mountain Power has made a name for itself as a leader in renewable energy, but a case now before federal regulators suggests that Green Mountain Power's public image is the result of deceptive advertising. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawyers say the state's largest utility isn't nearly as green as its name lets on.
Green Mountain Power has installed wind turbines atop Vermont's ridgelines and solar arrays in its fields, all fueling the delivery of clean, green, renewable power to conscientious Vermonters' homes, right? Well, that's a matter of debate.
If you were to ask Vermonters, do they think that by buying GMP power from wind projects, they're reducing their carbon footprint? I venture to say a strong majority of Vermonters would say, of course that's what we're doing. The truth is, they're not.
Pat Parento is a professor at Vermont Law School, and he's the lead lawyer for a group of four Vermonters who are asking federal regulators to force Green Mountain Power to stop calling its power, quote, renewable. Parento doesn't deny that GMP has constructed significant renewable energy projects, but he says the utility is selling so-called credits for that green power to high-paying customers out of state. The stuff Vermonters are paying for? Parento says it's the dirty, quote, brown energy produced by coal, gas, and nuclear plants elsewhere on the New England grid.
The practical impact is this. We're sacrificing Vermont ridgelines in order for Connecticut utilities to meet their renewable requirements in Connecticut. That's what we're doing.
Parento's suit is only the latest legal salvo in a long simmering fight over GMP's sale of renewable energy credits. Dorothy Schnoor is the corporate spokeswoman for Green Mountain Power. She says the utility has been upfront with its customers all along.
The electrons and the power stays in Vermont. The environmental attributes go elsewhere, and they're claimed by the organizations we sell them to.
So, that electricity produced by turbines on top of Lowell Mountain? Schnoor says it's fed directly into Vermont. But the environmental do-gooding that comes from using the renewable energy? That belongs to utilities in Massachusetts and Connecticut buying GMP's credits. Chris Recchia is the commissioner of the Department of Public Service. He says it's an arrangement that has allowed Vermont to build renewable projects without squeezing ratepayers' pocketbooks.
If we were to go the way Vermont Law School and the petitioners are suggesting, would be an average of 6% increase across the state.
But Parento says insulating ratepayers from the true cost of their power thwarts the behavioral changes needed to solve the climate crisis.
It is going to mean some increased costs for Vermonters to buy electricity. The option then, of course, is the more expensive it is, the more energy efficiency looks better and better all the time.
The petition filed with the Federal Trade Commission asks the body to conduct a full investigation into Green Mountain Power's marketing practices. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.